ARCAF is disappointed that tariffs on Brazil imports do not include beef. The U.S. announced a 25% tariff on a wide range of imports from Brazil, which will officially take effect on Wednesday, July 22nd. However, agricultural products like beef and coffee were exempted. Bill Bullard, the CEO of ARCAF USA, talked about how the exemption may affect the U.S. beef trade.
Well, what we've seen over the past several years is that imports from Brazil have literally exploded. In fact, Brazil is, as of this year, the number one import supplier to the United States. So they've surpassed Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and Mexico. And this flood of imports obviously is going to have a negative impact on cattle prices. Historically, increased imports equated with less demand for domestic cattle. And so we're disappointed that the U.S. Trade Representative has decided to exclude tariffs on beef imports.
That means imports from Brazil won't slow down anytime soon.
We participated in a hearing to try to get the USTR to change its position. It chose not to do so. And so we should continue to expect that we will see record volumes of imports from Brazil throughout the rest of this year and into the foreseeable future.
He said ARCAF was happy that the U.S. didn't agree to renew the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement in its current form.
Well, we're pleased to see that the USMCA has not been renewed. And the reason for that is the USMCA contains the very same provisions as were in the North American Free Trade Agreement. And that was unlimited opportunities for Canada and Mexico to flood our market with both cattle and beef. And so the decision now is to have bilateral agreements, one between the United States and Canada, one between the United States and Mexico. We think this is a good process to go through.
Bullard said U.S. trade policy should include tariff rate quotas.
We want to see tariff rate quotas on the volume of beef and cattle that can be brought in from Canada and Mexico. And we believe that this provides us that opportunity. With respect to mandatory country of origin labeling, those were the two countries that had lobbied the World Trade Organization to repeal our domestic country of origin labeling law. And so by not going forward, I think we're going to be in a better negotiating posture to get an agreement from them not to challenge our domestic law that provide consumers with important information about where their beef is produced.
Again, that's Bill Bullard of ARCAF. I'm Nancy Whalen with the Agribusiness News on the Agriplex Report on KDHN 1470 AM and 102.7 FM. Or listen live on KDHNradio.com.